All right, and then let's move on, as I indicated, move up item 8 on your currently scheduled agenda. Item 8 is to consider and take possible action regarding service-connected disability retirement allowance of deceased member Michael Newton. This is an action item. Sorry for the late game change. Hopefully that wasn't too disruptive for all of you. So we'll let everybody get in their chairs. All right. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Good morning. So this item is an active member service-connected disability. On June 22nd, 2023, Michael Newton, an assistant county probation officer, passed away as a result of cardiac arrest. At the time of his passing, he had a little over 29 years of retirement service credit. The board's medical advisor has reviewed the medical records and determined that Mr. Newton was totally disabled for a discernible period of time prior to his passing. The medical advisor also opined that based on the presumptions afforded to safety members, in this case a heart presumption, that Mr. Newton meets the requirements for a service-connected disability. The recommendation is for you to consider is to grant the service-connected disability for Mr. Newton.
All right. Any questions or comments from board members on that?
June 22nd of this year.
Are you looking at the report in the agenda packet?
I am.
Okay. Let's check that and correct it as necessary.
I see in the medical advisor's report is the 11th. We need to double check in his file. I have that available in closed session if you want me to do that now. Otherwise,
I just want to make sure.
So this was in Dr. Blink's report?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we understand the date to be June 22, correct?
Correct.
All right. So let's, I think we can correct the Blink record without spending a lot of time doing that now, unless others feel differently, not seeing much. All right, so we'll get that administratively corrected with Dr. Blink, but with respect to the matter before us, the date is June 22, correct?
I'm second-guessing myself now that there's two dates, so I would want to look at the record to confirm for myself.
All right, well,
the motion could be at the point of death, whichever date that is, the point of death, the disability would be effective.
So just to clear this up, is there any relevance to the date between June 11th and June 22 with respect to the recommendation? In other words, does it affect in any material way the recommendation?
No.
All right. Well, let's proceed to finish this item out without delay. Okay, so, and thank you, Candace. So,
I realize it's not verified, but for our purposes, I think it's good enough based on what we know about the person. So, I
All right, thank you, Candace. Appreciate that.
My recollection was that there is a signature, a form that has to be signed. If it's in here, I missed it. Was that done?
So, yes and no. So the member did have, I think you're referring to the active death form, the Form 104. He did have one on file, which essentially is allowing Cesera to file a non-service-connected disability on the member's behalf in the event of their passing. However, that form is obsolete in this case because Mr. Newton was a safety member and he passed away from a cardiac arrest, which is a presumption, which then is turning into a service-connected disability. So yes, the form is on file, but it's not really coming into play in this situation because we're moving forward with this as a service-connected disability based on the heart presumption.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Does that prompt any other questions from board members? Thank you, John, for the question. Anything else? All right. Is there a motion to approve the service-connected disability retirement? All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve the service-connected disability retirement for deceased member Michael Newton. Any further questions or discussion? I'm not seeing any. So on the motion, let me call the roll. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabanarev?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 8-0. Mr. Watts is not participating this morning. He was not able to join us. And there's no alternate present, so we will be at 8 active members on that vote. All right. And with that, let's move on to the consent calendar.